The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. What has happened to America? Where are we going? Where are we right now? Are we a happy nation? Are things going well for us as a nation? Are we a moral nation? What will be our end? These are important questions that all Americans should ponder and want to know the answer to. My friends, think about our nation, a nation that once knew God and relied on Him from our founding for almost 200 years and received all those blessings we have enjoyed, have now told our God, "We don't need you anymore." This has been going on for 50 to 60 years, kicking God out of our nation and our personal life. We have come to the time in this nation that we tell God we are much smarter and wiser than He. We don't need your laws to govern us. We can make our own laws. The highest court in the land, which was established for the purpose to uphold the Constitution of the United States, which was based on biblical principles, are overstepping their bounds and are twisting and perverting the law of the land, and have also in the past, it seems, to their own liking and to the detriment of our nation. Slapping God in the face, playing God, and making their own laws to their liking and to the liking of the majority of our nation. What rejoicing took place on Friday, June 26, 2015, over the 5-4 ruling by those Supreme Court justices to pass the law of legalizing same-sex marriage as the law of the land, which God said is an abomination in His sight. Notice what God did say about that in the book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 13. If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Yes, God says that's a judgment for those that do such things. That's plain language, simple talk. Anyone should be able to understand that statement. I do. Don't you? And I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a judge. Well, we have come to the point in our nation that we are just defying God. It seems in every way that we can think of. Truth has fallen on deaf ears. Truth has fallen in the street. That's why God said what He did in Isaiah 59, and I quote, Isaiah 59, beginning in verse 12, "For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them." Yes, God has said this in other places, that our sins are multiplying, and that we know our sins, and that we just don't care anymore. We aren't ashamed of our sins, and God has told us that in His Word as well. Verse 13 continues, Isaiah 59, "In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood." Yes, God said transgressing and lying against the Lord, defying God, defying His laws, defying that His word has anything to do with your life. Verse 14, He says, "Because of this, justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. For truth has fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." Yes, truth has fallen on deaf ears. Truth has fallen in the street. We trample on truth as though it isn't even there, and that means we're trampling on God and on His laws. Verse 15, God says, "So truth fails to correct us because we won't listen to truth. And he who departs from evil makes himself a prey." That's sad. This is a sad day for America when truth fails and those that depart from truth makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it and it displeased Him that there was no justice. My friends, God doesn't take lightly the fact that His divine laws are twisted. Laws that He gave to regulate our well-being. Laws that are rejected that would regulate our well-being. Our nation and the whole world will pay a heavy price for our iniquity. As a matter of fact, we already are. But it will get much higher. We don't have to listen to God, so we think. Who needs God telling us how to live our life? That seems to be our mindset and our attitude and our character. We know good and evil. We know what's good and what's evil. Well, do we, my friends? Have we proven that? That's what Satan told Eve in the Garden of Eden. Satan said, just begin committing sin and your eyes will be open to know good and evil. All you've got to do is just obey me and things will be well for you. Well, did it work? Has it worked? Will it work? The king of Egypt didn't realize Egypt was lying in ruins from the plagues that God had sent on him till it was too late. A very sinful nation that defied the true God. What are we doing today in America? How close are we from ruin? What do you think? We aren't very far from that state, and I can tell you, we won't know until it's too late, just like the nation of Egypt. But we know more than God, so we think. We can solve our own problems, even though we have brought them on us. We can still solve them. And same-sex marriages will make our problems much bigger, my friend. Take that statement to the bank. God did not know how to populate the earth when he created man and woman, or male and female, and other species of life. He should have made all one sex. Is that our thinking today? Then we wouldn't have to ignore his law and make our own laws. Well, maybe we can finally get it through to God that he didn't know what he was doing when he created all that he did. Well, maybe we are trying to tell God he doesn't even exist. Things just happened. Or maybe we think God was very young at that time and didn't really know and understand what he was doing. How to create. That is, if we even think God exists. Well, I don't understand how or why a nation that once knew and relied on God, had faith, cried out to God, can be so naive and turn from him, trample on God. And that's what it means when God said, truth has fallen in the street. So many of our leaders are trampling on God, setting a terrible example for the world and our nation. I'm glad I don't understand that kind of thinking as to how mankind has come to the mindset, the thinking, and the character as he has come to, and the way that he thinks. And I'm glad I don't, for if I did, I would be like the others, out there trampling on their Creator God. I need God. I want him. I want what he offers. I want eternal life in his kingdom, which is coming to this earth. I need God's protection today. I need God's blessings. We won't get away with such abominable acts as same-sex marriage and just deliberately ignoring the statutes, the judgments, and the commandments of our God. The pre-flood world, Sodom and Gomorrah paid a heavy price for doing that, and so will we, and we are already. In Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 through 21, notice what God has to say about defying his word. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Think about that, my friends. God says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Who put darkness for light, that is lies for truth, and light for darkness. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. In other words, who twist and pervert and turn upside down the very word of God and go as far from him as we can get. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. When God says woe, that means something terrible is going to happen to those that he's saying woe to. But because we seem to get away with evil deeds, we keep doing them more and more and become more bold in defiance toward our God. God knew that would be the way the world thinks. So he said this in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11, because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. In other words, because judgment isn't speedily passed on those that are living an evil way of life, he says, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. That seems to be the way it is today. Most everyone thinks they can and are getting away with whatever they do, no matter how evil their deeds may be. Man thinks he can ignore God, trample on his word, make his own laws to his own liking, and in his vanity and pride thinks he has power. And he rejoices in that pride and power because God hasn't passed judgment on him speedily. He thinks he is getting away with whatever evil he produces. Isn't that where we, the United States, and perhaps the whole world is today? You would have to think we don't know God or His Word, or we just don't care about God and His Word, and maybe it's both. We will do it our way, and we will get away with it. Well, my friends, are we getting away with doing it our way? Did the pre-flood world, did Sodom and Gomorrah, did many empires and nations down through history of man, did Adam and Eve, did many marriages which broke up? History proves no way but God's way brings joy and peace. No way but God's way works. Contentment, good families, good nations, good physical and financial, mental and emotional well-being, but we don't learn from history. We don't learn from the Bible either. It's there for our learning, but we ignore. History taught by God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ, as well as secular history. We ignore God's Word that warns of the consequences of sin. We've been around for a long time now. We can outsmart God. God is too old and out of touch with things. Well, I'm glad I and others in this world know we still need God, but we seem to be the minority, and we're shrinking much too fast. Do we think God should have created man for Adam to be his helpmate and tell them to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth? Notice what God did in Genesis chapter 2, beginning in verse 20. So Adam gave name to all cattle, to the birds of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. God made a woman, God made a female for Adam. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of a man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Yes, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, be joined to a female. Now notice what God did in Genesis 1, beginning verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. Yes, God created male and female. What an abomination we have committed. What a sad day it is in America. For all of our sins and same-sex marriage has just added another one. The law of same-sex marriage has just added another terrible sin to our nation. We're offering a couple of booklets today. What does the Bible say about same-sex unions and why Christ must return? Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.